Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having an amazing day, and I would like to let you know on this amazing day that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Rit Wit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about, let's see, what did they say we're talking about this week? Let me just look at the, list here. Megazoic, my own book series. Wow, I must have really run out of ideas. That's not true. We got plenty of other dinosaur pop culture to talk about, but I thought this time we'd do something a little different. And don't worry, it's not me reviewing my own book. That would be biased and unprofessional. Of course not. No, I've got two other people to do it. People who are very unbiased and are willing to give their professional opinion on my book series. So yeah, it's great. We all have a good time. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a lovely day. Having people pay to listen to review, that is an ad for my own work, to make people pay for that. Capitalism, baby!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that's a mammoth dud. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by a friend of the show, the always lovely and always well-dressed, you know, you've got such good fashion sense. It's Laura Owsley. How are you?
Hello! I'm okay. How are you?
You're just okay after I give you that string of compliments.
Look, I just got self-conscious, right? Because I'm pairing my lovely romper here with my least favorite honey.
Of course.
It's what I have.
I mean, look, it's better than what I have. I don't mind this color on me. I'm wearing bright purple.
I mean, it's not a bad color. Like, it's a very royal purple.
Yeah, it's like, hold on. Oh, no, I don't want this on while I have a hat. I was going to put my hat on, but I realized I have headphones on.
Yeah, it would be quite the look. But speaking of style, I mean, it's a statement.
Okay,
right?
Sounds good. Okay, here's the dinosaur related question. And speaking of style, if you could imagine a dinosaur in a nice three-piece suit, which one? I don't know why I keep asking which one, as if people know dinosaurs.
Well, see, my first thought was how funny would it be to see, like, Petrie from Land Before Time in, like, a little three-piece suit?
Okay.
Like, you know, like, around Easter time when you see, like, little kids running around?
Oh,
in
little bitty suits. Yeah. It's so cute.
It's always so cute, and you're like, no.
Okay.
You're going to ruin that.
I'm going to reverse the question, then. How about... Okay. You have a T-Rex, and you're going to dress it like a human. How do you dress it?
Well, I feel like the obvious choice would be like a three-piece suit. But of course, you need a monocle.
Right.
That's the first.
But now it has this little arm. So the thing about three-piece suits, they also have good shoulder pads, though. So
See, I was thinking less like an over, like a not a dinner jacket over it, right?
Okay.
Like definitely a vest.
No blazer. So.
So like definitely no blazer. I think the like no sleeves would be a really good look, but to do like or like short sleeves.
Okay.
But like to do that, you have to do like a really crisp top.
Okay,
right?
I get that. I would just dress it like Aladdin. It has just the open vest, purple vest, no shirt, and then a fez.
See, I feel like that's just not appropriate for a fancy dinner party.
I guess that's true.
That's why Aladdin had to, like, go and change into, like, that whole Prince of Arabia outfit.
Yeah, Prince Ali, Ali Ababa.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that a good movie? It is a good movie. Does it hold up? I don't know. Most of the voice actors are white, even though it's Middle Eastern. Actually, all the voice actors are white.
Yeah.
So, simpler time.
Definitely a time when Disney was less concerned. And even now, once in a while, Disney's still missing the mark.
Well, it's like, you know, Raya and the Last Dragon. I don't know if you saw that. It was actually a pretty good movie. But it was based primarily on Southeast Asian culture. I mean, it was a fantasy land, obviously, so it can probably do whatever it wants. But it was based primarily on Southeast Asian culture. So, like, that's, like, Thailand and, like, the Khmer and, like, the other sort of Burma, you know, other things like that. Except most of the voice cast, Chinese. So, I mean, that's...
It's stretching
it a little.
A stretch. It's
a stretch. Like Awkwafina, Benedict Wong, you know. Like,
right.
So, Kelly Marie Tran.
So. Right. But Awkwafina was then in Shang-Chi.
Yes. You know what? Wait, did you watch that? You don't like Marvel movies?
Okay, so I do like Marvel movies in the sense of, like, I'm happy to, like, just go and, like, sit there and kind of numb my brain for 2 hours, right? Or 12 hours, depending on the movie.
I guess it's just you're just not caught up. There's so
just not
dang many of them.
There's so many of them, and I don't really care about, like, the multiverse series.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, the multiverse stuff is starting to get a little bit crazy now. Like, the last Spider-Man movie I liked, but I think, and there's a new Doctor Strange movie literally called The Multiverse of Madness. After that, I hope that's it. I hope it's done.
Oh, no, by no means is it going to be done. I think this is, like, the start of Marvel trying to, like, make its multiverse movie cinema stuff everywhere.
Multiverse movie cinema stuff.
Yeah.
That's the technical term of it.
That's actually the correct term. When I'm not doing this podcast, I do a podcast about Marvel movies.
Oh, even though you don't watch them?
Yeah.
Marvel movies by someone who doesn't watch Marvel movies.
I've never seen Jurassic Park and I'm on this podcast a lot.
Well, I mean, this isn't a Jurassic Park podcast, to be fair.
This is true. And I have seen Land Before Time.
That's true.
Patreon plug.
No. Okay, you know what's another type of movie you have seen a lot of is Disney movies, right? I mean, we were talking just about Aladdin, so I could have made this transition far earlier. But speaking of which, we're talking about Gastonia.
Gastonia.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk about this.
Yeah, it means it's named after Robert Gaston, another paleontologist.
Oh.
At the time. I think it was another paleontologist. I don't know. I didn't look this up. I looked this up and then I didn't write it down.
Shame.
Some guy named Robert Gaston. Hello, Robert Gaston, if you're listening.
Robert Gaston, if you can hear this, I'm sorry for the Disney movie. I'm sure you've never been able to shake that comparison.
Oh, you never made that. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, Gaston, huh? Does no one spit like you, right? Or no one expectorates like you?
Do you eat 12 dozen eggs?
Yeah. Are you roughly the size of a barge? Anyway, so... But type is a nodosaurid ankylosaur, a group of ankylosaurs that didn't have clubs adorning their tails. They preferred their tails au naturel.
Oh.
Specifically, it's in the Polokenthid subfamily, whatever that is.
So, okay.
It's another type of... I looked this up. I was like, I know Polokenthids. I know it's another type of nodosaurid. The distinction between Polokenthids and other nodosaurids, I don't know. But, you know, someone who's more technically dinosaur, like, averse, not averse, like, knowing the thing. What they know what there is. They know their stuff, unlike me, who just reads off Wikipedia and a little bit off of my history of, like, knowledge of dinosaurs.
See?
Who
knows? You know more than the average Joe.
I'm smarter than the average paleo nerd, except not at all. on Twitter, the gatekeeping in the paleontological community is something else. I mean, that's true of every community, to be fair, but...
Huh.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. It was like, you're not really a dinosaur nerd if you just like Jurassic Park. It's just like...
I see.
It's a bit silly.
It's a bit silly.
Just a bit silly, anyways. Alright, so anyway, size of 16 to 20 feet / 5 to 6 meters long.
Okay.
1.5 to 2 tons, so pretty dense for itself.
That's very dense. Yeah, that's very heavy. Not big, but like...
Yeah, big, just like, kind of squat, you know, just...
Sure.
Diet herbivore. Time, early Cretaceous, 139 to 125 million years ago. We're getting to the earliest parts of the early Cretaceous here. Like the early late Cretaceous, you know?
The OG Cretaceous.
The OG Cretaceous, exactly.
Oh.
Location, you'd think France, right? With the name Gaston. No, it's actually from Utah.
Oh.
Yeah, you, right?
Wow, I didn't see that coming at all, actually.
In fact, it was found in the same bone bed as Utah Raptor, the Utahist of dinosaurs, other than Utah Ceratops, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I was just waiting for you because you've on this show you've made your fair share of Mormon jokes.
This is true.
So
I'm just
like, so you got one? Throw one out there. We're all waiting. Show us your Mormon joke.
Well, I'm just waiting to see this character appear in the Book of Mormon too.
Ah, there's a good Mormon joke. All
right. Right.
Good. Okay. Good stuff. All right.
Which will actually be taking place at Casa Bonita in Denver.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's the owners, well, the people who created South Park and created Book of Mormon, just bought Casa Bonita.
They did. That's cool.
You didn't know that?
No,
yeah.
I didn't. Good on them.
Yeah, so they bought Casa Bonita, which is a famous Denver theme restaurant. It's like every little kid's favorite place to go.
Okay.
The food is horrendous.
Oh, but it's I'm assuming.
Have you never been?
No, but I've heard. Actually, now I think about it, I've heard stories.
Oh, no, Casa Bonita's always my favorite. We go every year after summer camp.
Well, it sounds like the food being terrible is part of the experience. You know?
It really is.
Kind of like Chuck E. Cheese. No one goes to Chuck E. Cheese because the pizza's good.
Exactly. Like, you go to Casa Bonita to watch the cliff divers, to see the gorilla. That's a man in a gorilla costume running
around. Good. It's not...
they have a, like, Bart's Cave, where, like, you run through, and then at the end you get a Tootsie Roll.
Ah.
And it's, like, all spooky and scary.
Ooh, okay.
I found out as an adult, as I was taking the little boys I used to nanny, I found out they had a gift shop. And I was like, there's a gift shop in Casa Bonita? And I was like, went to go tell my brothers. I was like, did you know there's a gift shop? And they're like, no, but also, it makes sense that our parents never let us go to the gift shop.
Right, I'm just wondering a restaurant, well, I guess it is a sort of restaurant showpiece thing, but also with a gift shop, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, go to the gift shop at Denny's.
But this is Casa Bonita, right? Yeah. They only made 3 of them.
I guess that's true.
And there's only 1 left.
Okay. Well, anyway, so Gastonia is described in 1998. Pop culture appearances. One appears in Robert Backer's, may I say, excellent novel, Raptor Red, notably before it was officially described, since Backer's a paleontologist, he has the inside scoop before all of us paleo muggles.
Right.
It also appears in, may I say, the terrible documentary, Jurassic Fight Club, where it fights a Utah raptor and wins.
Wait, what?
Jurassic Fight Club. Oh my god, so bad. It's just basically Jurassic, like, dinosaurs fighting against each other violently. There's, like, decapitations and blood. It's the worst. It's not even a documentary.
Whose idea was that? That's both horrendous and hilarious.
Oh, like, yeah, no, it's fun to watch with your paleo friends when you're drunk.
Oh, I just realized I've never heard of this because you're not allowed to talk about
the Jurassic Fight Club. That's the number one rule. Yeah.
Number one rule.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's funny how people, I've only seen that movie recently. It's funny how people, like, look at Tyler Durden, you know, Brad Pitt's character, who, spoiler alert, is also Edward Norton's character.
excuse you, that movie came out in 1991.
I know, too soon. Or 1990 or something, I don't know.
I just pulled a year out of time.
I think it's 1999, actually. So. Oh, well. Anyways, they look at that and that oh my god, that's a man to admire. When the whole board of the movie's like, no, this is a terrible guy. Like,
yeah, isn't that weird how many, like, characters get, like, glorified? Like, Gaston.
Yeah.
For example. No. There are plenty of people who will, like, watch that movie and they're like, oh, I want to be like Gaston. I'm like, do you?
It's literally toxic masculinity in Disney movie, the Disney form, you know?
Right. Like, have you ever seen the musical of Beauty and the Beast?
It's been a long time, but yes.
Okay. So I worked the musical of Beauty and the Beast when I was working for a theater company.
You've done Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid, huh?
I have.
Any other Disney movies you've done? Disney musicals?
I'm not sure if Sister Act is a Disney movie, but I have done the musical of Sister Act.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
But in the musical of Beauty and the Beast,
yeah.
Gaston gets a full song. And he actually
on his own. It's not just a crowd song, like.
Well, it's a full crowd song. Like, it's a full, like, up and rousing. It's like, it's the no one.
Oh, but that's in the movie, too, so.
That's in the movie, but it's expanded in the musical.
Okay, okay.
And there's also a reprise where he's talking to Belle, and he's like, oh, yes, well, like, you'll be massaging my feet at the fireplace every night after you have a full day with the dogs and the children.
Oh, I imagine, 12 of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'll imagine we'll have 6 or 7. She goes, dogs? She goes, no, strappy young men just like me. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah. That's the guy you want to admire, guys?
Right?
Anyways.
Like, people to go take pictures with them at Disneyland.
I mean, look, I don't know, that's fine.
Actually, I would probably go take
pictures. Yeah, have you seen those biceps? He's got them to spare. So,
it's true. Okay. It's true.
Alright, so let's get the obvious joke out of the way. This dinosaur sounds like Gaston, right? No one fights like Gastonia, that sort of thing. I bet you're expecting a big parody musical number, huh?
Yeah.
Well, too bad. Not everything in life is supposed to be funny. Least of all, this very serious show.
Of course.
Oh, you really want something? Well, I'm... I have a little something prepared here in my notes. It's not really a big deal. No one chomps like Gastonia, pounds and stomps like Gastonia. With armor that big, no one glomps like Gastonia. As a nodosaur, yes, I'm intimidating. Oh, what a dino, that Gastonia. No one's thick like Gastonia, eats loose twigs like Gastonia. No one stabs sharp-toothed dinos in the dick like Gastonia. For there's no dino as burly and brawny. As you can see, I'm what dino kind likes. No one bit is unarmored or scrawny. And every last inch of me's covered with spikes. When I was a hatchling, I ate 4 dozen ferns every morning to help me get large. Now that I've grown, I eat 5 dozen ferns, so I'm roughly the size of a barge. No one nails like Gastonia, has hard scales like Gastonia. No one used their scoot-covered tails like Gastonia. I'm Cretaceous according to carbon dating. Oh, what a dino. Gastonia!
You can't see it, of course, but I did get a full mug of beer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for Gastonia!
For Gastonia!
Yeah. Yeah, I came up, I just wrote that, like, a little...
He came up with that off the cuff, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, none of that was written down.
No, none of it was written down, especially the part where you stabbed the dinosaurs in the dick. I don't know where that came
from.
I just tried to find a rhyme.
Okay, I was like, is that like a precedence? Like, is that how they fought?
You know, we actually have found spikes embedded, not in the dicks, but like, dangerously close, like in the thigh. Like,
I mean, yeah. If you want to like really like hurt somebody, right? Like, that's what they teach women in self-defense classes, at least, is like...
Oh god, this got dark real quick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, go for the genitals. Like, if you can, like, just do a quick kick, a punch, whatever.
What is it they say, Miss Congeniality? Sing, S-I-N-G. Solar, something instep, nose, groin, or something. I forget. So...
I mean, yeah, that's the way to do it.
Solar plex, I think, or something. Something, it's a plex, I don't know, but anyway... Alright, so now that we got the other nonsense out of the way, let's get to the real serious discussion.
Of course.
This show is better known for.
Sure.
Gastonia is a medium-sized armored dinosaur that lived at a time and place crawling with nasty predators. As well as the aforementioned Utah Raptor, one of the biggest and bulkiest of the dromaeosaurs, barely known as raptors. It also lived alongside this super scary and super enormous carcharodontosaurid theropod, Acrocanthosaurus, a creature rivaling the size of T-Rex, with a spine like Spinosaurus and jaws like Allosaurus or Giganotosaurus. So yeah, scary stuff all around.
Yeah.
Big and bulky. That's my professional impression of an Acrocanthosaurus.
Amazing.
Aren't you terrified?
I am, actually. I'm quaking.
Oh, no. Don't quake. Please. It's okay. It's me.
Yeah. If I quake too much, then, you know, the earthquake will kill the dinosaurs.
Whoa! It was you that did that.
Yeah. Sorry. So, wait. Did you already say this? What was the diet?
Oh, it was a herbivore.
Okay.
And this is all, like, to defend itself. Like, Gastonia came adorned with some impressive defensive armaments, like all these spikes, such as 2 bone rings around its relatively lengthy neck, 5 pairs of large and flat triangular spikes on its sides, at least 2 more pairs curved to the back that were more closer to the back that were more curved, lower spikes on the side of the tail, and thick scutes known as osteoderms, covering pretty much every corner of this thing except for the belly, which was completely unarmored. But good luck for a predator trying to get there with all those spikes on the sides.
Well, also, he wasn't very tall, was he?
Yeah, no,
like,
he wasn't.
Have to, like, really be committed to get to the belly.
And also, he was dense, so you trying to nudge him over is, like...
Sure.
Very difficult, I'd imagine. Oh. Amusingly, one distinguishing characteristic about Gastonia compared to other Nodosaurs is it's flat and very broad, and it's the technical term, rump.
Oh.
Ankylosaurs are known for their broad rumps, as their hind legs are placed very far apart from one another to allow maximum range for the swinging of their tails.
Huh.
So, like, front limbs are more closely put together, back limbs more far apart. So they have broad rumps.
Well, I mean, look, they're rumps. They're lovely lady rumps.
That's the thing. Gastonia had an even broader rump than the Ankylosaurs, but it was very... Good one. It was very flat, so no bubble butts allowed here. So imagine, if you will, the ass of a very broad and muscular guy who does 0 squats.
Oh, I have seen people like this, though, that's like...
Yeah, aren't they sexy?
They never skip an arm day, but like they've never done like a leg day in their life, and it looks really odd.
Yeah.
Gastonia. Yeah,
alright, so, anyway, so it had
like... It sounds like a nation to me.
Gastonia?
Yeah, like
well,
this
it's
is
like Estonia, isn't that a place?
Sorry, where?
Estonia? E-S-T?
I feel like that's either a place or that's the nation from the Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries? No, that's Genovia.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Somehow all these protections worked, as Gastonia was one of the most common species found in its area. They lived, bred, and apparently barely died. Good for them.
Good for them.
They
barely died?
Well, I mean, it's just they didn't get eaten that much.
Okay, you mean like from like unnatural causes?
Yeah, they just lived all days and they're just like...
Is being eaten by another dinosaur considered natural causes?
I mean, not natural to your body, I guess. It's like, by that logic, it's like just getting shot dying of natural causes.
I guess that's fair. That's fair.
Like,
would Hannibal Lecter be considered natural causes? Probably.
Well, it's like, oh, I didn't kill him. It's the bullet that did it. Well, it's not the bullet that did it. It's the blood loss from the bullet that killed him.
It's true.
Yeah.
Plus, he made quite the lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. I have got great law experience.
Yeah.
All right, so in terms of its phylogeny, or how it's related to other dinosaurs in its family, Gastonia was closely related to the previously covered dinosaurs in the show Gargoyleosaurus and Sauropelta, but a more derived relative of this was also covered on this show before, this time by very own lore here, Denversaurus.
Ah, we were just talking about Denversaurus.
Yeah, isn't it great? Oh, what a dino Gastonia!
Oh, what a dino Denversaurus!
Yes, indeed. Let's rate Gastonia 1 out of 65 million.
Oh, well, I have to rate it 3 dozen eggs.
But that's not how much he eats every morning. He eats 4 dozen, then 5 dozen, 3 dozen, like when he was an infant.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not very good.
I don't think Gastonia had access to enough eggs, is what I'm saying.
I mean, there were a lot of dinosaurs, then there'd be plenty of eggs.
I don't know. I feel like they got pretty good about hiding their stuff, and Gastonia does not strike me as he was very swift.
No.
Since he was so dense.
No, exactly.
So I don't think he was able to get his full...
That's why I had to edit the song where it's like, no one's slick as Gastonia or as quick as Gastonia, you know? That's how the song goes. Except not Gastonia, Gaston. But...
I mean, look, that's what I'm saying here, is that I don't think he would have been able to get 4 dozen eggs.
Okay, so 3 dozen it is. Okay. Well, then, all right, that's fine. I'm going to rate it 42 million. No, it's all right. It's pretty good. It's more the name and all the spikes and that big, long, but flat rump. So,
yeah, it's all about the rump.
Yeah, I like my rumps big and flat. It's like Texas, big and flat.
There you go. He is from Texas.
Yeah, unfortunately. Also, I'm going to rate it a barge.
Okay, roughly the size?
Yeah, roughly.
fair.
Anyways. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at matt@matthewdonacreator.com for any general questions to any of the co-hosts. You can follow me on social media at matthewdonacreator on Facebook, at matthewdon64 on Twitter, at matthewdon64 on Instagram. Where can they find you?
They can find me at thespianlaura, at thespianlaura. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I think if you really wanted to, I think I've got...
You have a TikTok?
I do have a TikTok, actually.
I had a TikTok. And then I was like, this is dumb. And so I got rid of the TikTok.
Oh, that's why you never respond to any of my videos. Matt,
I'm
sending you very important content.
Hold on, let me go check. Maybe, no, I think I got rid of TikTok.
I don't think I've sent Matt a video in like...
You've sent me videos. You used to send me videos, but...
Yeah, I definitely go through phases of sending people a ton of TikToks. And then after a while, I'm like, do people really want to see this?
My sister sends me a bunch of funny Instagram content. So that's you can do that if you want.
No.
Yeah.
Instagram reels are inferior to TikTok. They are not the same thing.
They're all just holding paws.
They're so cute.
Anyways, I have a book series on Amazon Megazook available for print and Kindle. I think I used a Gastonia once in the second book.
Okay.
Just as a background character again. It's nagging in the recesses of my mind that I just used a Gastonia somewhere in there. Maybe the first, but I don't know. Wasn't a major character, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But that's actually what the spinoff series is going to be about.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Gastonia.
Yeah, no one does anything like Gastonia.
It's actually really just Beauty and the Beast fan fiction.
Yeah, but with dinosaurs.
But with dinosaurs. I mean, I'd read it.
Is there even a dinosaur in that movie? I know, obviously it's not like a... Is there a bird in that movie? I don't think there's... No, there's those birds that they feed at the during the...
Birds aren't real.
Oh, that's true. They're government drones.
Yeah.
Even back then when...
Well, they weren't government drones back then. They just didn't really exist.
They were clockwork drones.
Exactly.
Anyways. I have another podcast called The Writ Wits. Two twits talk about writing, much like these two twits, but different set of two twits. Although I'm one of the twits, but it's a different twit.
Right.
Okay. It's
slightly more qualified twit.
Slightly. All right, that's it for this week. This is the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. No. One. Something about Gastonia.
Something Gastonia. No one does Gastonia. Nobody is as roughly the size of a barge like Gastonia.
Yeah. Hire us, Disney!
Seriously, come on!
We want to be part of your giant, monolithic corporation.
I mean, you can hire Phil Collins. You can hire us.
I wanna know.
Can you show me Wanna know about these dinos like me.
Bye, guys.